Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Remember when we had that quick conversation about how I try to find the exact right time to come in during the intro songs?
Yeah.
Evan Roberts, who hosts the Afternoon Show at FAN, there is not a person worse at that than him.
Well, the cameras used to be really bad at it.
The camera's bad too?
Yeah, and Seltzer and Richie kind of bullied
him out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe, I guess.
Giglio also awful at it.
They just come in at any time.
Well, because they're so robotic.
Yeah.
You know, that they don't loosen up at all. They got to rush in so everyone's got to hear what they have to say. Stop making it about you.
I would hear it with Evan. I'd sit in my office and I'd go, why is he talking there?
You gotta have a feel.
Well, yeah. You're a music guy.
A music guy, yes. You know. They are not music.
I can't expect Giglio to know.
No. I don't even know what kind of music Giglio would like.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I can't expect.
Like, Giglio. I think you look at me, country. You look at Ike.
Hip hop, yeah. Go ahead and stereotype me.
Why is it hip hop with Ike, Jack?
Yeah, go ahead and stereotype.
Why? Why is it hip hop? You look at him. What is it about him?
He didn't know where to go with that.
What is it about him that Jack that screams hip hop?
But look at Spike. You think like hard rock.
Rock and roll, yeah.
The camera, you think James Taylor.
He
kind of looks like James Taylor's man.
You know what I would like to get Giglio in here for one day is just he's like a mystery to me.
When it comes to music?
Anything.
Oh, everything.
His whole life. I would just like to find out more about Giglio.
I agree. And yes. I think the listeners need to know more about him, too, because he's apparently a pescatarian, whatever, which is where you still kill fish. So
yes,
you murder fish. Fraud vegan.
Like, Joe doesn't seem, the camera doesn't seem normal. I don't want to know about his life. But Giglio has this very normal life with a wife and kids. All that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
There.
All right, let's do the top five.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So Ike alerted me before the show that we got a lot of little battles. Here at WIP.
Okay.
And I figured it was time to rank my five favorite biggest little battles.
Okay.
Here at WIP. Number five, and this is a tough one, but it's Elliott versus the positivity around the Eagles. Because if you've noticed, he starts to go up.
Yes.
He can't come down. He with Howard, usually it's he goes negative on the he turns. You know what I mean?
He'll be like, everyone needs to relax.
Relax. Like, Elliott does not have that in him. So he has to be over the top about how great things are going with the Eagles.
Yeah.
So him battling positivity with the Eagles, now he's going to find a way to still stick out.
Yeah.
Has been an interesting watch.
Did you see what he was doing during Tuesdays with Elliott here? he wouldn't even commit to, he'll do this probably thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mike McVay's probably a better X's and O's guy than Nick.
Yeah, Josh Allen's would probably be better in the offense than Jalen Hurts. And I was just like, say it. He won't do it.
Won't do it.
Yeah.
He's bullied by the online faction of Eagles fans. That's my opinion.
Well, but he says he doesn't look at those people anymore.
My you know what.
Your butt.
My ace.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, the fourth biggest little battle at WIP is Spike versus wanting the tank. So, you look at the Sixers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of hot.
Mm-hmm. Kind of hot.
Right. Spike is trying to battle the voice in the back of his head that says, tank. Just tank. We could do another lottery party.
Yes.
Versus having to deal with reality, which is a Joel Embiid might not be around for this kind of season thing, and dealing with the on-air Sixers fan, which is also different than the Ricky crowd.
Yeah. So Mike, my podcast partner, called the season on Saturday when McCain got injured and called for the tank. He wants them to lose all of their games. He wants Tyrese Maxey to not shoot anymore.
Nice.
Just learn how to pass, become a better passer. So I don't.
I know you, in the back of your head, you want a tank.
I don't want a tank.
Why?
Well, because
way
it's not.
Way more fun.
It's just not. They
no,
can't,
it's not.
Well, also, they can't tank. It's like impossible. They can't sit Maxey and Paul George. They can't. The league won't let them do it. It's not realistic.
They did already get investigated by the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're already on the radar.
Yeah. Now, I wouldn't.
Meanwhile, Kawhi again continues to be scot-free.
Meanwhile, we haven't seen Kawhi since last summer.
Now, I wouldn't mind another lottery party.
I know.
One more lottery party for the road.
I got news.
Yeah.
We may not have to tank to get there.
Well, it's going to be the problem. They're only a game and a half out of the play-in. It's tough.
Well, no, I mean, they. Listen.
The teams...
They still have to stay healthy the rest of the year.
I know. Here's the problem. Here's the problem in the Eastern Conference. The teams ahead of them, Detroit, Chicago, like Indiana, all those teams...
You know they're going to come back to the pack.
They just stink too. You know,
I agree.
And Brooklyn's trying to lose and all that kind of stuff.
They traded Schroeder, right?
Yes, Schroeder.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The Sixers are going like 10 out of 11 here soon.
I hope not.
Yeah. And then they'll be right back in the thing. They're going to give you one last bit of false hope.
Yeah, that's what they do.
That's what they do. No one better. The third biggest little battle at WIP is Hugh versus the defense is a luxury take.
Oh, man, that's a good one right there.
It's a great one.
What's he doing now? Is he running from it finally?
Well,
he's still on the hill.
Yeah.
But it's looking tougher and tougher by the week because they're now down to 15 points a game, I believe, allowed.
No.
No, they can't be at 15
points. 17.6.
Still 17.6?
Yeah.
And maybe after the bye, they're at 15. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is after the bye.
Regardless.
Since the bye week, yeah. That makes sense.
It seems obvious to a lot of people that defense is not totally luxury.
Are you kidding me?
But we appreciate a good hill stand here.
Yeah. Well, certainly not for this team.
Yeah. I lost my brother, man. He's giving up on the defense thing, and I just can't believe it.
Well,
to where he's literally, I heard him yesterday talking about, well, if Washington scores 24 points,
that the average will
I'm like, what are you talking about?
He's starting to root for points. I'm just like,
yeah, he's not rooting against the Eagles, but he is rooting for points.
Yes, he does not want to shave that beard, which I feel you. But at the same time, he went so hard for a long time.
I got news for you. That thing is getting colored before he shaves it.
He's not shaving the
beard. Yeah, that thing will be green before he shaves it.
How long has he been growing that thing? I mean, it feels like a long time.
Santa Hugh.
Super Bowl?
17, wow, really?
Yeah. Huh? I mean, I'm trying to think of when the last time I seen him without facial hair. Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
Neither can I.
Well, I appreciate anyone who will, to your point, Jack, if he's the hill he wants to die on, I appreciate anyone standing on the hill, not getting off the hill.
Well, he probably started growing it when he gave up on trying to grow his hair back on top of his head.
Yeah, well.
He went through that phase. I was like, eh.
That's a good decision.
It's tough to be both bald and no facial hair.
Yeah, then you just look like Mr.
Agree.
Clean.
Although, I will go with, I'm a mustache man.
Yeah, even if it's been a while since you have the stash. Usually,
it's an off-season thing.
An off-season thing, yes. Yes. I'm up on your stash game. Don't you worry in there. Don't you worry. Speaking of bite, the second biggest little battle.
I get number two.
At WIP. And this is really hammered home last week with the nice lady that called in and was so upset about Ike not watching True Romance.
By the way, he still hasn't watched it. Feel it. Yeah,
you're right about that.
Yep.
Ike versus his own delegation. Yes. It's an ongoing battle. Ike feels like he's got to prove himself every single day.
I feel like I'm under a damn microscope every time I
you
come
are.
On here.
Yeah, you definitely are under a microscope, for sure. Yeah. I think it's mostly unfair. But listen, it's a thing.
Yeah, everyone's trying to take your card.
Well, it's the whole suburbs thing.
Yeah.
Then you start forgetting things that I'm supposed to like hold on to dearly in the community, that I've messed up some different actors with movies or singers with songs. I've messed up some stuff.
If I could make a plea to the delegation. Wait.
Hold on. Is this going to help?
It will. What you're hearing when Ike forgets those things is not Ike's lack of commitment to his delegation.
Yes, exactly.
He's getting old.
Yes.
It happens to all of us.
He ran into a lot of wedges.
Dude, do you know how many times I have to try to leave my house in the morning because I forgot something? That's what happens. He's on the other side of 50. This is not...
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. It's true.
Barreling towards 60.
This has nothing to do with his standing in that
right.
community.
Yes.
It's a forgetfulness
Work
thing.
With me, man.
Yeah.
Y'all supposed to be caring for me, too, not kicking me out.
Well, Yoshi's all over it. Ike's all over it. Yes. Ike in Southwest Philly.
Southwest Philly.
And
Mount Airy. Yeah, yeah, it's just nonstop.
They're waiting, like, sitting next to the radio, like, what's he going to mess up now?
But
leave him alone.
I do want to let, was her name Leanna?
My two wife friends taking up for me.
Yeah.
Yes, I appreciate
it. It's not going to help.
That goes a long way.
But I think it was Leanna who called and said that Ike lost it for not, he still hasn't seen True Romance. I went home that night thinking, oh, Ike's going to watch it. He still hasn't watched it. I could tell because he didn't say anything to me about watching it.
I was hoping we got past this week without even thinking about it.
No, I think about it every day.
Well, maybe during the downtime.
Oh, yeah. We'll be off. Yeah, I'll be able to watch it then.
There you go.
Get right on that.
I got a lot of love and hip-hop to catch up on, though, man.
All right, here we go.
And number one, yes.
So me, I'm still.
Yeah, you're still working. Yeah, what's
hey,
up?
I got to watch all the good times. Begin every episode again.
The number one, though.
Every Richard Pryor movie.
Yeah. All right. The number one biggest little battle at WIP is really just WIP versus the Eagles.
Yes.
With this.
WIP versus the Eagles.
They're starting to throw it out. It's a media creation. BG again this morning. Sirianni again this morning. All us all the time. There's a little battle brewing.
I think the big question is, who thinks about who more? Us about the Eagles or the Eagles about us?
That's a good question.
That's like the Spider-Man meme.
Yes, exactly.
I think they need to do a show about WIP is what they need to do. They need to, if we're going to hold them accountable, I think it would only be fair if we take a select few Eagles and let them do a show about us one day in the offseason.
I'm all for it.
It sounds like a good unscripted episode.
Yeah. Like, I like that.
We'll go with the guys who, like, we
have. We got to have Jalen. He has to participate.
Oh, you think Jalen's showing up for this? Something tells me Jalen's not coming. But.
Oh, man. You need Jalen and AJ. Put them right front and center and let them have their say about WIP.
Sure. We'll give them an hour, like 2 hours, however many hours you want. However many hours you want, we'll sit and we'll take it.
By the way, for a team that's not eating the rat poison or drinking the perfume or what have you, whatever the sayings have been, certainly seems like they've been drinking perfume and eating rat poison the last 2 weeks.
How do you know what the media said? How do you know?
Is that what you all wanted to see? I thought you don't look at all that stuff.
How'd you know?
They said we can't pass.
Who said that? This hour is brought to you by Guided Dorn Window. Take advantage of Guided Dorn Window's big year on sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Speaking of Mr. Jalen Hurts, Jay Glazer, this was on TV today, talked about a meeting that happened during the bye week. Go ahead, Jack. And that's an interesting little story. BG and Big Dom heading over to Jalen's house. How about BG? BG just making sure that everybody is on the same page.
That's all he's doing.
Yep.
He's trying to be the adult in the room.
Yep. That's a cool story. It's funny. The Ian Rappaport story that talked about all of the FaceTimes and the Zooms did not happen to mention the
visit to the house.
Yeah, the visit to the house.
And how did Jay Glazer get that?
I don't know. But
well, there's only three people there.
Seems like new Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings coming out tomorrow.
It's a big look, let me tell you something.
BG has to be at the top of the list this week.
Let me tell you, Big Dom rolls up to my house. I'm terrified. I'm like, oh no, is this how it ends for me?
Yep.
A little too mouthy, the Brandon Graham show.
Yeah, blaming me. 215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, brother?
OG?
I've been catching some strays, you know, all day listening to this show. The guy, Reese, you know, let me just educate them. And maybe you four guys. Let me ask you guys. Spike and Jack, when a team is down and they're trying to let this team score, why are they doing that?
When a team is down
and you know they you got to let them score, so you know what I'm saying? What's the purpose of that?
Oh, so they can get the ball back.
Right. So when Jalen fumbled the ball and my man picked it up and ran it in for a touchdown, right?
You're talking about the Super Bowl now. You're talking about the Super Bowl.
Why are we still talking
about it? I thought you were talking about Sunday, OG. I'm like, what the hell?
It wasn't a good thing that he fumbled. We're not doing this. A fumble's never a good thing. He didn't fumble on purpose.
Can I speak?
No. It's not what we're talking about. It's not what we're talking about. No one knows what you're talking about. It was yesterday.
Well, yeah, I do know because you – hold on. You sat there and let the boy Reese speak for 6 minutes talking about me on the
he was making sense.
No, he was talking about talking about you for 6 minutes. You're not Jalen Hurts. You're you.
Right, but
so when Reese called,
allow him to speak for 6 minutes
because he was talking about the topic we were talking about. OG,
speaking negatively about Jalen Hurts.
No, it was because there have been OG. There have been tons of people calling up being positive about Jalen Hurts, and they've all had a ton of time. The first call of the day was Corey for 5 friggin' minutes talking good about Jalen Hurts. This is not shutting you up about Jalen Hurts. I'm not talking about the Super Bowl or how the fumble was actually good. No, fumbles aren't good. Fumbles are bad. He didn't fumble on purpose. Maybe it worked out the right way, but he didn't fumble on purpose. It wasn't good. We're not talking about it.
Say this. I know I don't want to hurt your feelings right now, so let me just land my plane before we go too far.
It hasn't even taken off yet.
Yeah. Well, that's because you're running your mouth. That's why. If you allow me to speak, I know it's a problem when I speak positive.
All right. He's on hold. All right.
Why can't we get through a call?
Well,
man?
Because I just want him to. No one's talking about whether the fumble in the Super Bowl was good. It sounds ridiculous. Can you just say what you need to say?
What am I allowed to say, first of all? That's what I need to know.
Say what you need to say, OG.
Okay. Now, back like I was saying, if there's a lot of talk about Jalen not being able, like, we want to know about this passing game. Is it sustainable? First of all, this is the show that tries to push a narrative that this not sustaining. There's nothing wrong with this passing game. When they need to pass, they pass. When they don't, they don't. That don't mean they can't pass. It means that you would ask a question, if we're scoring 37 points, 30 points a game, 28 points, and we win in the game, what is the purpose of you passing the ball late in the game? You run the ball. So when you do that, that takes away the attempts on the quarterback. So I understand that you want to push the narrative that Jalen is not a good passer, but it's not true, bro. And every time you say it, you make yourself look foolish.
Okay. Are you done yet? Are you done yet? Okay. So no one's pushing a narrative. The show is a question that we had two sides on, and everybody can call in and weigh on which side they are. If it was pushing a narrative, we would all say the same thing, and I wouldn't take calls of people who disagree, like you. So no one's trying to push a narrative. The second thing is that they run on early downs early in the game more than any team in the NFL. The pass attempts are not just coming because they're running at the end. The pass attempts are not coming because at the beginning of the game they were failing passing the ball. So that's where they're coming. That is the question. It's not the end of the game. It's the beginning of the game. Okay?
When you say in the beginning of the game they was failing to pass the ball, is that that's your statement?
OG, they run on early downs. OG, they run on early downs more than any team in the NFL.
Is that wrong?
If you want to score as many points as possible, yes, it's wrong.
You're 12-2. What difference? Bro, you're 12-2. It's not about how many points you can score.
All right, the old OG's back. He's annoying. This is annoying. It's an annoying call. It's annoying. He talks in circles. He says things that I didn't say, that nobody said. No one's pushing any narratives. What are you talking about? Doing a radio show. See how it works? There's a topic. Some people think one thing. Other people think the other thing. We all talk about it. Even Ken and I can be respectful of each other.
Somewhat. We need the top five Spike feuds at this station.
I know. Well, there's so many.
Well, look, here's what I'm going to say. We've had a lot of phone calls, a lot of opinions from us, from callers, mm-hmm. from guests, blah, blah, blah. The single dumbest opinion I've ever heard in my 8.5 months of being here is that Jalen Hurts fumbled the ball on purpose in the Super Bowl, and it was a good result because he's so smart.
You got to give him credit.
It is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Good take.
And he says it
twist.
With full confidence. Oh, actually, he meant to fumble. Look at how it turned out. He actually meant to fumble.
Oh, man.
By the way, they never say you're pushing narratives when you're positive about
right.
a player.
Right.
The
right.
narrative.
Yeah, the narrative.
Ike's been plenty positive for all of the Jalenites out there.
Yes.
knock your socks off. I mean, congratulations. You had a good game. I mean, holy cow.
Yeah, believe me, I drive both of them crazy with the positivity. Yeah.
All right. We will have an update on the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League next with Commissioner
Lord.
Buzz.
More torture.
Yeah, it's only one more time for you, then you get to let it go. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right. Hey, fellas, I want you to be honest with yourself. Is your hair thinning? Are you seeing a lot more forehead than you're used to? That's a hell of a question, man. Is your crown getting thin? If you answer yes, then don't wait.
Dude, every time you do this, I start thinking about my hair. I take a look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, am I
exactly,
doing okay?
Yes.
I know who to call if I'm not.
That's right. Head to the leading hair restoration doctor in the Delaware Valley. The name that we've been telling you about for years. The experts at Glatt Hair by Morgan Stern Medical. Be the best you that you can be and get your confidence back. Give them a call, 610-980-4000 or visit GlattHairMCTR.com.
It's James Kelfer from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.